WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by SWBC Mortgage. Experience the SWBC difference and their commitment to personal service, on-time closings, and seamless transactions. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A Mexico-based steel pipe and tube manufacturer has announced it will locate its third plant in North Bryan.
Taking the place of the codename Quadrum is the privately owned parent company Prolasma and its Bryan subsidiary to be called Axis Pipe and Tube. Vice President and Project Director Steve Manchester says Bryan was chosen from three finalists selected from an initial field of 25 cities in Texas and Louisiana.
And what stood out about Bryan?
The people, first of all. We were very welcomed, more welcomed than any other community. The community, the county, the city, the incentives here were wonderful. The people were wonderful. The workforce here, everybody we met in the process was very gracious, and it was very impressive.
70% of Axis' current and future customers are within 500 miles of the plant. Production is supposed to start around this time next year. Axis will join plants in Prolasma's home city in Monterrey, Mexico, and Laredo. According to the tax abatement agreement with the county, Axis has 2.5 years to complete its $120 million facility. That includes two buildings, one 10 acres, the other 5 acres. The November 2016 deadline also applies to reaching 285 employees and a minimum annual payroll of $10.5 million. That does not count other businesses that will open to serve Axis, which is projected to generate at least 300 more jobs. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The big screen is coming to Bryan College Station like never before. Jenna Kioski with the City of Bryan says work has already begun at Premier Cinema to convert two current screens into an IMAX 3D screen.
Bryan College Station is unique in that we're kind of a little silo of cool things that go on. We do more than other towns our size, but we're not the large metropolitan areas. I'm sure it helps our closeness to Blinn College and to Texas A&M University, and you think about that market of just students in this area and families, that it's probably a good investment for them to serve this community.
Kioski says renovations, which include leather seats, a Starbucks, and in-auditorium dining, should be finished by this fall. There will be a special announcement this afternoon at 1 at the cinema with more information about the construction process and a model of the finished theater. Two new semi-tractors right out of the factory were totaled following an accident on Highway 30 west of Shiro yesterday morning. DPS Trooper William Kettler says a 2014 Peterbilt was towing two more rigs by piggybacking one over the next. The transport driver, taking all three to a dealer, told Kettler the back tires on the last unit dropped off the pavement. That caused the two rigs being towed to break off the third that was being driven. One landed mostly in the ditch and the other came to rest in the driver's side on the roadway. No other vehicles were involved, but the highway was shut down for the better part of 5 hours. Kettler says part of the delay was waiting for LP gas to escape out of the rig that flipped. The driver was not injured. And tonight marks 2 weeks since the fertilizer plant explosion in West. Mayor Tommy Muschka says they haven't heard from Governor Perry about an emergency declaration, which would then go to the president.
They are on his desk. I visited with him the other day, and I pleaded with him to please, you know, to please look those over and make a decision quickly, but we have not heard from him.
Community volunteer Karen Burnson is organizing a nonprofit foundation to cover expenses for the next 3 to 5 years.
We have hundreds of people who have stepped forward to help us write grants and to give donations and to find us the financial resources to be able to fund the long-term recovery at no cost to the city.
While cash donations continue to be welcomed, community leaders say they have all the donations of bottled water to clothing that they can handle. On our website at WTAW.com, you can watch a video of the last town hall meeting in West. WTAW News Time is 6:11. It's 68 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by SWBC Mortgage. We'll have more news for you at 6:30. Or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
My husband and I, we don't always agree on decorating decisions, but I gotta give him credit. He made a huge improvement upstairs, in the attic. That fresh layer of insulation he put down saved us $240 last year on our heating and cooling. Enough for a dinette set. We're saving just by adding insulation. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Good morning at 6:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Morning clouds followed by some clearing. Temperatures today right around 85 degrees. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight with lows near 65. Tomorrow it's going to be mostly cloudy much of the day. Highs will be very close to 70 tomorrow afternoon. Cooler weather will come down from the north. It'll be partly cloudy and 50 tomorrow night. We'll have sunshine Friday, but it's going to feel like a fall day. Highs are only going to be 65 to 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Fighting Texas Aggie baseball gets off the schneid after dropping five in a row. Honors for Aggie athletes in track and field and in golf. Tim Tebow may be playing for the Omaha Beef.
Oh, my.
We've also got basketball playoff action for you and more coming up in sports, and we'll do that for you at 6:50.
You know, did you know that he was invited to be, I don't think DJ is the right word, but like a sports talk show on the radio?
Oh, that doesn't surprise me.
He might become one of our comrades if he decides to give up on football.
I'm not saying that it'd be good. Isn't this interesting? This is a very, very strange deal. It really is. I mean, here's a guy who captures the interest of the country and then goes to the pro level and...
Well, and won with Denver. Got him to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Well, but weren't they not playing him in the position he was used to, though?
Yes.
So...
No, they were playing him in the position he was used to. Yeah. He's a quarterback.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He just doesn't play like any other quarterback in the NFL.
Well, but, you know, and they don't talk about it much, but obviously it was John Elway who pulled the trigger on that deal.
Yep.
I mean, in the long haul, it is a business. And we're glad when you can capture America with T-Bowing and all that kind of stuff. But the bottom line is the bottom line. And then they probably just abused him at New York. I mean, they probably didn't develop him or anything like that. Of course, I don't know what his skills are. I'm not sure if he should be there. But the Omaha Beef, huh? Is that an arena football team or something?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
It's doubtful he'll take it. I really just wanted to say Omaha Beef.
Oh, yeah.
Who you play for? The Beef.
Yeah, okay. I wonder what their mascot looks like. Is it like
meat?
Is he called T-Bone or something like that?
Meat.
See, that'd be perfect, wouldn't it? T-Bone
would
just tie in. Deputies responded to a report of a suspicious vehicle stopped in the middle of an intersection at 1:45 in the morning on Saturday in the state of...
Florida?
That's right.
Woo-hoo!
Yep, deputies arrived. They observed a man asleep at the wheel. Oh, that's a great group. I really like them.
Me too.
With the motor running and the gear in drive while the traffic lights cycled through multiple sets of green lights. Deputy entered the passenger side of the car, put the vehicle in park. Of course, that woke the driver up. He said he wasn't driving. It was his brother who was driving.
Oh, well.
Nobody else was in the car. Okay.
It's gonna be a good day.
His giant white rabbit named Harvey driving the car. Yeah, thank you, sir.
Info.
Information.
Would you do a figure four for us here, please, sir?
Yeah, okay. Wow. Yeah. I know Harvey's coming to a local theater sometime soon.
Oh.
I don't know which one, but a friend of mine wanted me to try out for the nurse.
Okay. Nurse Ratched? Oh, no, that's another show.
We're going to have a great time today. When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book. From faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call Ed Phillips Plumbing 24/7 at 731-1500. That's 731-1500. You can also visit them online at ed-phillips-plumbing.com.
616, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's a new month, so of course it's the beginning of National Barbecue Month.
Hey!
It's National Hamburger Month, and of course if you talk to a Yankee, they're going to tell you they're going to go outside and barbecue some hamburgers. Which makes me want to smack them in the mouth.
Wah, wah.
Bike Month, it's National Salad Month, it's National Salsa Month, and it's Smile Month. Why shouldn't you be able to have salsa and salad anytime?
Why can't you smile anytime?
Then too. It's also National Moving Month. Okay.
Because I want to move when it's hot.
Yep. I'd rather abstract my own teeth than move.
Yeah, well, okay.
I just really hate moving.
Have you done both?
Oh, as a kid, yeah. I did the whole string on the doorknob thing.
Okay. It's May Day, of course. It's the Great American Grump Out. I'm not sure. Are you not grumpy because of that, or are you grumpy because of that? See, I don't know what that means.
If it's smoke out, you stop smoking. So
okay,
grump
you stop,
out would
start
be
grumping.
You stop, yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
And it's also Keep Kids Alive, which, again, sounds like something we ought to...
Pizza alternative.
Yeah, maybe celebrate more than once a day. Yeah.
When is Dead Kid Day?
Yeah, really. Yeah. Boy, I can't wait till Dead Kid Day gets here. That ought to be a lot of fun. All right, what do we got for birthdays?
Darius McCrary is 37. He was Eddie Winslow on Family
Matters.
I love
Darius McCrary. Yeah. He's in one of my favorite movies.
Which is
Kingdom Come. I've mentioned it before.
Yeah, okay, all right.
One of these days, I'll dump it off in your studio.
Okay, very good.
Julie Benz is 41 from Desperate Housewives. Mm-hmm. Wes Anderson, 44 from Rushmore, The Royal Tenenbaums.
Uh-huh.
Et cetera, et cetera, is 44 today.
That was a strange movie.
It really and truly was.
Strange movie.
You kind of walk out of that one going, huh?
Yeah. And that's Gene Hackman, you know? I mean, he's done some good movies. But
that's
anyway.
Just weird.
Yeah.
Tim McGraw, 46 years old.
Oh, yeah, you've been here.
Debbie Diamond is also sharing a birthday. Ray Parker Jr. is 59.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Florek from Law and Order is 63. He's a Captain.
Oh, he's the bald headed guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Tuttle.
Easy for you to say.
Oh, it's Tuttle. What am I thinking? From American Choppers.
Oh,
Big Paul, 64.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And Rita Coolidge.
Oh, yeah.
69 years old today.
Wow. Okay. Got. Let me see. Who else? John Woo, the director.
Oh, okay.
He's a 67.
He's done a few movies.
Yeah, he has. Scott Carpenter, still alive. The old astronaut, be 88 years old. And you didn't say Darcy Resky Brown, formerly the Smashing Pumpkins. I would have just known you to say that.
I'm not a big Smashing Pumpkins fan.
Well, neither am I.
That
you
was
know,
more like my generation.
Yeah, I've never heard any music by
Well, no, I like a lot of that music. I'm just not a Smashing Pumpkins guy.
I got you. All right, 6:20 now.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Do you still have the juice to get the rest of your agenda through this Congress?
Well, if you put it that way, Jonathan, maybe I should just pack up and go home. Golly.
Stop right there. I have an idea, because I have extra suitcases, Mr. President, if you need it. I'll be glad. Maybe we can have a packing party at the White House, and we'll have all your favorite things. We'll bring in one of those golf simulator things so you can play a little golf, and everybody else will do the packing. We'll get a couple of people to play music. We'll have a concert. We'll set up a couple of basketball courts so you can go 2 for 22 again. And maybe you can invite, you know, all those kids that have nothing to do and can't go see the White House, then go see the White House.
The Conservative Underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The price of gas was really taking its toll on my wallet.
Oh, hey, Shelley.
So, to save some money, I've started taking the bus that sort of goes by my office.
Mom, stop talking. You're embarrassing me.
Did I mention it's my daughter's school bus? There, I just did. Hey, a penny saved.
Stop. Stop it.
Penny earned.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's, let's see, 621. Oh, let's find out what's going on in the stock market stuff.
Encouraging news on housing. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. It appears the rebound in the housing sector will continue at least for a while. A quarterly survey by the Wall Street Journal of market conditions in major metro areas shows there are low supplies of homes for sale in an increasing number of cities. Some observers worry now that investors who are able to make cash offers on homes are squeezing out traditional buyers in some places. 15-year-olds will be allowed to buy the emergency contraceptive known as Plan B One Step. The Food and Drug Administration lowered the current age restriction for the Teva pharmaceutical product by 2 years. The FDA also said Plan B should be available on drugstore shelves, not kept behind the counter. Siemens is working with the still-serving veterans organization to offer free job training to former members of the military and their families. Veterans will be offered up to $17,000 worth of software courses at 22 Siemens training facilities. Stock futures are a little bit higher. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. This incredible deal expires this Friday. Go to proflowers.com and use the secret code BLOOM12. 100 colorful blooms guaranteed to stay fresh for at least a week for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code BLOOM12.
Detox your stress with Dr. Oz and Deepak Chopra.
Stress is the number one epidemic of our time.
The 21-day meditation cleanse.
Meditation causes brain cells to regrow.
Rebalance your body and restore your mind. Then, she ignored doctor's orders.
I didn't think it was that serious.
Sherry Shepherd's big health wake-up call.
I said, this is not worth it. I gotta be here for my son.
Dr. Oz, weekday afternoons at 4 on KXHD. Marathons used to be for elite runners. A new challenge has emerged for folks looking to test themselves.
This one is a little more just kind of a fun run, nothing serious.
There's a reason for competing in a mud run.
Getting completely covered with mud and just having a great time.
It's not just for grown-ups.
Now it's our turn to join in.
The best advice?
Keep my mouth closed.
Tonight at 10, KXHD News' Matt Reed introduces us to Adventure Runs, only on KXHD News.
Did you ever try to dial a cell phone with gloves on? Ever had a job site without cell service? And what if you need to get a message to a whole crew at once? The only way to make this happen is with a two-way system from Skyline Communications. Skyline radios have expanded range, tough, durable handsets, and no data charges. Let Skyline show you the cost-effective way to stay in touch. Don't spend money on data or cracked glass on your phones. Call Charles Culver at Skyline Communications, 775-2-WAY. That's 775-2929. Hey. Serving business for 33 years.
625 Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY. No fog this morning. Had that for the last couple of days. High temperature today, 85 is what we're thinking under mostly sunny skies. Oh, sure. Haven't seen a whole day of sun in quite a while. Anyway, slight chance of showers tonight at 20%, a low of 64. Then the change, it'll be a little bit cooler, 40% chance of showers, we'll have a wind shift, and it'll be kind of breezy. 66 will be the high tomorrow, but winds up about 25 miles an hour. About the same thing on Friday, and then Saturday looks perfect. Sunny skies and 73, and a little bit warmer than that on Sunday. Right now the winds are out of the south at 5, 87% relative humidity. Overcast skies, and we've got 70 out there.
You know when you have those aha moments, when you gain insight into something you never knew before? How can you have more of those? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by MSC Opus, presenting Cirque Dreams Rocks, Memphis, Michael Martin Murphy, and more, as part of the new Sparks Will Fly season. For more information, visit mscopus.org.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
It's often described as an aha moment, an insight into something new. What is it exactly?
An insight's a fresh thought, something you've never thought before. It's uncommonly good. It tends to have you reorient your view of reality.
Charles Kiefer, co-author of the book The Art of Insight, says those magical aha moments are more likely to happen when you're in a particular frame of mind.
And it's an easygoing, relaxed, contemplative, in some cases, state of mind. But it's not the state of mind that we are in most of the time during the day, thrashing around with emails, phone calls, high pressures, barreling through on problems. And so the way to have more insights is to find that state of mind, that natural state of mind in which you're apt to have them, and then they will occur with greater frequency.
Interestingly, for many people, it happens in the shower. But wherever and whenever it happens to you,
just be mindful of that, and you're going to get more of them, Mike. You're going to get more, as long as you don't work hard at it.
Because when you work hard at trying to have an insight, you get outside that state of mind. And everyone has the ability to find new insight.
When you look for something fresh, your unconscious mind knows how to think up things you've never thought before. You do it all the time, right, Mike? I mean, you've got thoughts that you've never had before. They pop into your head. So it's a natural process. Everybody on the planet has it. It's just that we tend to occupy ourselves not in that mode of thinking.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
There's something for everyone on Opus Season 41. Tickets on sale now to Cirque Dreams Rocks, sponsored by Aggieland Credit Union. The official Blues Brothers Review, sponsored by Allstate. Michael Martin Murphy's Cowboy Christmas, sponsored by Spirit of Texas Bank. The Ten Tenors on Broadway. Romeo and Juliet, the ballet, sponsored by Wells Fargo. And Broadway's hottest musicals, Memphis, Bring It On, and West Side Story. Get the best seats now by ordering season tickets. Visit mscopus.org.
Do you have a cell phone? Are you in the medical field or health and wellness business? If you're answering yes, keep listening. Advertising your business in the upcoming summer issue of Brazos Wellness Magazine is good business. Brazos Wellness is a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. So advertise in Brazos Wellness Magazine. Increase your business. Make more money. Now use that cell phone and make the call. 695-9595. Brazos Wellness Magazine.
WTOW News Time is 6:29. It's 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, reaching out in more ways than ever before. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Highway 30 west of Shiro was closed for 5 hours yesterday morning following a crash involving three brand new semis, one towing two others. The driver of the 2014 Peterbilt was piggybacking two other trucks just out of the factory. The driver told DPS Trooper William Kettler, on a slight curve, the rear tires of the last truck left the highway. That resulted in the two rigs being towed to snap off the one being driven. The driver, who escaped injury, went through a fence and came to rest in a pasture. One of the trucks being towed wound up in the ditch. The other blocked the road, flipped onto the driver's side, whistling because of escaping LP gas that's used to fuel the truck instead of diesel. Kettler says no other vehicles were involved. Recovery issues in West continue 2 weeks following the fertilizer plant explosion. At the time of the last town hall meeting, which you can watch on our website at WTAW.com, Mayor Tommy Muschka says they're waiting to hear from the state whether they can reopen the city landfill to dump and recycle debris.
And the plan is that we can, again, make this as green as possible and recycle a lot of this stuff. Bricks can be crushed down. I can give that to Will Jones. He can use a lot of road base on those bricks. The metal, ovens, so forth, can be recycled. Wood can be chipped up.
A nonprofit foundation to cover expenses for the next 3 to 5 years is being organized by community volunteer Karen Burnson.
We are operating under the assumption that there is not going to be federal aid, and we have to do this on our own.
Mayor Pro Tem Steve Venick says at the West Fest site, they have received 42 semi-trailer loads of donations, 20 trailers alone containing bottled water. Also, a 100,000-square-foot warehouse in Waco is just one of the out-of-town sites packed with donations from near and far. A year from now, steel tube and pipe for oil and natural gas companies will be produced from North Bryan.
Executives with Mexico-based Prolasma introduced themselves to local leaders Tuesday and shared plans to construct a 10-acre building and another that's 5 acres with room for further expansion. Vice President of Operations Greg Wilk says location was a major factor in Bryan getting the newly named Axis Tube subsidiary.
And the cost of logistics and the ongoing increasing cost of logistics. We're going to be rail served here, which bring all our raw materials in via rail. Very, very cost effective. We also feel that with the Eagleford Shale and various others in this area that about 70 to 75% of our market will be in a 500-mile reach of where we currently are today.
Direct and indirect employment's expected to top 600. Bryan was among 25 cities competing for Prolasma's third plant, joining Laredo and the headquarters in Monterrey, Mexico. Following the public presentation, the land sale was closed on 183 acres that was valued the first of the year at more than $7 million. Details of the county's tax abatement agreement were released Tuesday. Prolasma will receive a 100% tax break in the first 4 years, followed by a sliding scale during the following 6 years. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Meanwhile, Premier Cinema is bringing Bryan College Station the only IMAX 3D screen within a 90-mile radius. City of Bryan spokeswoman Jenna Kioski says the cinema will display a model and details of construction at their establishment at 1 this afternoon.
It's going to be over 350 reclining leather seats, and I'm told that they're going to be kind of doing some renovations with the current bistro that they have there so that you can actually have an auditorium dining option. I think that is very cool. You're sitting there watching, and people can then bring you what it is that you want to eat or drink. They're going to be installing a Starbucks as well.
A fireside wine and beer bar is also planned. Kioski says it will be a major boon for Brazos Valley residents and students who will no longer have to travel to Dallas, Houston, or Austin for a great IMAX experience. WTAW News Time is 6:34. It's 68 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You can tell a lot about a place by the warmth of its character, the beauty of its open spaces, and the goodness of its people. Here in the Brazos Valley, we're proud of our way of life. We believe in friendships that last, values that endure, looking out for each other, and giving something back. Since 1936, St. Joseph has touched the lives of more people in our community than any other healthcare system. It's been our passion, but it's also been our privilege. Today, we're reaching out in more ways and more places than ever before to make the good life possible in the best place on earth. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home.
In your average work week, you go to the grocery store, you get gas in your vehicle, and you go to the cleaners. Let's talk about your cleaners for a moment. Does your cleaners notify you via email or text when your order's ready? Do they have tagless garment identification so you don't have to rip off those stapled paper tags? And do they offer same-day laundry and dry cleaning services? My Cleaners does it all. They are Aggie-owned and operated, award-winning Pride Cleaners of Bryan and College Station. They take pride in how I look. Won't you give them a try? Find them on Facebook, celebrating 18 years of taking pride in you and our community.
Did you ever try to dial a cell phone with gloves on? Ever had a job site without cell service? And what if you need to get a message to a whole crew at once? The only way to make this happen is with a two-way system from Skyline Communications. Skyline radios have expanded range, tough, durable handsets, and no data charges. Let's Skyline show you the cost-effective way to stay in touch. Don't spend money on data or cracked glass on your phones. Call Charles Culver at Skyline Communications, 775-2-WAY. That's 775-2929. Serving businesses for 33 years.
Good morning, 636, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird, go to BrazosBounty.com.
Cloudy start around the region this morning, but as the day goes on, some sunshine should develop. Temperatures are going to be up close to 85 later this afternoon. Tonight's skies are going to be partly to mostly cloudy, lows overnight near 65. Cloudiness will linger across the region longer tomorrow, highs near 70. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 50. Friday will have sunshine, highs on Friday between 65 and 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
One insure tastes a lot better than the alternative.
It sure does, and it did for the Aggies last night. We'll get you caught up on Aggie baseball. Also, NCAA tournaments coming to Aggieland again. Honors for track and field and golf athletes, plus the playoffs are going on in the NBA. All that and more in sports, and we'll do that for you here in about 12 minutes.
Yeah, but beating Grambling doesn't help you when you're playing in Hoover, Alabama, trying to get out of town. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Okay. If you could beat somebody that says SEC, that'd help. Just saying. A House education panel is approved and sent to the full chamber, a key proposal expanding the number of charter schools allowed in Texas. Gradually would raise the cap on the number of public charter school licenses from 215 to 305 over the next 6 years.
Huh.
See how that works out. Committee Chairman Jimmy Don Acock, always good to have a state rep with a name like Jimmy Don. Says he likes this proposal's chances of making it through the chamber. So if the chairman says that, then probably means a pretty good deal. And, you know, that's, I guess, a better situation than the voucher system, which Dan Patrick wants over in the Senate, which a lot of public schools don't want happening. Over on the education side in the House, they okayed the testing reduction for younger students. Approved and sent to the Senate a bill reducing the standardized testing from elementary students and middle school students. You know, there'd been some discussion about how many tests these kiddos need to take before they get out of school, but this, again, is for the younger ones, not for the seniors who are going out. We're not going to talk to Charles Swartner today. He's got a conflict. We may talk to him later on this week. We'll see, because there's some stuff going on over in the Criminal Justice Committee that he sits on. We will talk to John Rainey on Thursday and Kyle Cassell on Fridays we normally do, and apparently the Texas legislature is looking at the idea of the governor's billion-dollar tax proposal being put on the shelf for about 3 days. On April the 15th, the deadline for filing federal taxes, if you'll remember, Governor Goodhair, you remember April 15th, yeah, Governor Goodhair announced his four-point tax plan to cut franchise taxes for 109,000 Texas businesses. See if that works or not. Anyway, it's on the shelf for right now. And let's see, I think we'll talk to Bill Flores this morning. Congress is, you know, they're not doing much up there right now, so we'll see. And aside from that, let's see. The president held a news conference yesterday.
Yeah,
he did. That's so there you go.
Is that what Sean Hannity was playing clips from about?
Yes.
Well, I guess I'll just pack my bags. And he was like, yeah, yeah. We'll find you a suitcase,
yeah,
Mr. President.
There goes Sean, you know, bringing the shill out. It's interesting. He did, however, talk about the the use of chemical weapons in Syria. U.S. is pretty sure somebody's used them. They're just not sure who the who is. I thought that's why we had an intelligence community. But, So President Obama at the news conference yesterday, he invited reporters to ask him questions on whatever they pleased. Mr. Obama also said that while chemical weapons use is indeed a game changer, doesn't necessarily mean war. By game changer, he said, I mean we would have to rethink the range of options that are available to us. When asked about the hunger strike in Guantanamo, the president said, doesn't surprise me. We've got problems in Guantanamo. Hello. Thanks. Captain Obvious there. He says, I'm going to go back to Congress and see if I can reengage him on that. Now, when it comes to this whole Syrian thing, and should the United States get involved, a big majority of U.S. Americans clearly do not want any involvement in Syria, okay? CBS poll, along with the New York Times, finds 62% opposed any sort of involvement in Syria, and just 24% said some action was necessary. Now, then they ask people, are you following the situation over there? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Of the group who are following the situation, 47% said the United States should get involved, 48% said no. So in other words, the people who had no idea what was going on over there said we shouldn't be there. But if they knew anything about it, there's a one-point difference. So it would seem to me that the first question you would ask is, do you know about the situation in Syria? And if they say no, why would you ask their opinion about whether or not we should be there?
That's just silly.
Why don't we just move on to the next question? But anyway, that's the way they do that polling thing. And speaking of the ignorance of U.S. Americans, my God, we could burn the whole show on that. But the president said that most Americans are benefiting from his Affordable Care Act, that's Obamacare, even if they don't know it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's right.
What about if they're being injured even if they don't know it?
Well, no, that then they know because that's happening directly and physically impacting them maybe. But the deal is he's really right about the part about not knowing. Most Americans are painfully ignorant of the effects of Obamacare. Now, part of that is not our fault. This thing is so complex that until we turn the corner of something that affects us and we get smacked in the nose about it, then we do become suddenly learned on the process. But this thing, again, is so complicated. According to a new Kaiser Foundation, Family Foundation poll, 23% of Americans have no clue about the current legal status of Obamacare. 19% think that the law doesn't exist anymore.
What?
Doesn't exist anymore?
Yeah. Is that scary? And remember, those people have the same number of votes. Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah. And maybe those Americans can be forgiven for believing that Congress repealed the law since the House of Representatives voted 36 times to do that.
Oh.
It's just they haven't done it.
Hmm.
It is just a little scary.
A little bit.
But what about the 7% who were polled who thought that the law was struck down by the Supreme Court? Because there were those people, too. This was one of the most talked about stories in the last year.
Oh, I didn't read the story. Oh, okay.
Anyway, a little.
Those are the same people that don't want us to go to Syria.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they, you know. And by the way, we need to get out of Vietnam, too. Yeah, okay. Oh, it's so scary. Well, anyway, there's not. It's quiet out there. I don't want to talk about the Jefferson Awards now. I want to talk about that later because that's kind of cool. And I don't know. By the way, Carl Mooney will be here this morning, the mayor pro tem of College Station, to talk about how that process is going to move forward with Kathy Merrill as the interim city manager now, how that process is going to move forward. But also, you know, they've got the school board meeting over at A&M today. Well, they call themselves the Board of Regents, but we call them school board.
School board.
Yeah, they're going to be over there talking about, I don't think haircuts or dress code or anything like that, but apparently what they're going to do with that big football stadium. Yeah, maybe move forward with that. They got drawings out there so everybody can go look at them and see what they think about it. But looks like it ought to be a whole lot of fun. The plan is apparently for Kyle Field to become 102,000 seats.
Yikes.
Yeah, we'll see how that works out. Again, and if... There was a kind of a meeting with the Chamber of Commerce that Eric Hyman, the athletic director at A&M, had a couple of months ago, and he said he was quite honestly surprised at the low number of sellouts that they had at Texas A&M.
It was shocking.
It was. It was very shocking. And then when you consider that they want to make the stadium bigger, If you're not selling out at 90,000, why do you want to go to 102,000?
What was it? The only sellout games for 10 years were the Texas games.
Yeah, you know, which is and we don't play them anymore. If you don't hear about that or not, but we don't play them in football anymore. But yeah, so it would seem like from a business standpoint, if you're not selling out a smaller stadium, why would you make the stadium bigger? But again, that's.
Because people always say, if you build it, they'll come.
Yeah, right. Well, okay.
But no, that's not necessarily true.
No, actually, it's if you win, they'll come.
Hi, this is Debbie Davis. I have a show on Sunday morning that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness is a program that interviews local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Brazos Valley Hospice and Cynthia Thomas at Crestview. If you have an idea for the show, we'd love to include it on the air. Send it to idea@brazoswellness.com. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, May 4th, it's a virtual tour of feedlots and beef processing. We'll help you see visually what happens to your cattle once they leave the ranch. It's all this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
We gardeners do some pretty goofy things. We're intelligent enough to surf the net, and a few of us can still add columns of numbers without reaching for a calculator. But when it comes to our plants, we sometimes appear utterly clueless. I have some of the more common errors that I see people making in tending to their landscapes and gardens. I'll be back with details of the troubles we cause right after this message. Get all four of our 15 by 30 inch heavy cardstock full color posters. 100 best landscape plants for Texas. 100 best annuals for Texas. 120 best perennials for Texas. And all 120 crepe myrtle varieties. Highly informative posters. They're normally $12 each. You get all four and a subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. A $71.95 value for $34 and $3 postage. 800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769.
This is Texas Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples. Saving water doesn't mean sacrificing your landscape. With a few simple changes to your routine, you can enjoy a garden while staying a responsible Texan. Use a watering can instead of a hose to water your plants. Choose water-conscious plants adapted to our area. These are small changes that can make a big difference and help our great state conserve water. Be water smart and save. Get more tips at TexasWaterSmart.com.
So our topic today is the troubles that we gardeners cause ourselves. One of the most common ones is we buy plants that aren't suited to our area. Forget those gorgeous little pest-prone beauties that catch your eye at the garden center. Forget native Texas plants from some other corner of the state. Stick with adapted plants, whether they're native or not. Plants that are willing to grow with a minimum of effort. Ask your nurseryman about any problems your chosen plants will likely encounter before you plunk down your money. If a list starts to evolve, you need to find other plants. Formal shearing is a waste of time. Buy plants that grow to the mature size and shape that you need for a particular spot in your landscape and then let them grow. Formal shearing ruins the natural look of your gardens, and it gives you one more boring chore that you have to do every month you have enough otherwise, just being a human. Fast-growing trees are not the final answer. When you buy a new car, you probably worry much more than how fast it's going to travel. You want quality, beauty, and sound investment. That same consideration needs to enter the choice of shade trees. You'll be years ahead if you let yourself buy for quality, not just for speed. Your nurseryman can show you many fine options that will grow almost as fast as the trash trees without all the problems. Very few plants in Texas die from overwatering. Nonetheless, gardeners are willing to draw all blame for a plant's death onto themselves by agonizing that they watered too much, I watered too often. I hear it all the time. In almost all cases, the plant actually just got too dry one isolated time during the growing season. Maybe they overreacted at that point. The best way to tell if a plant's dying from overwatering would be to see if it's wilted for a day or two at the same time that the soil is still wet. Perennials are not less work than annuals. Most folks figure that they can plant perennials once and forget about them. The truth is, most perennials cycle in and out of bloom within 4 to 6 weeks. You need to have a wide assortment to ensure constant color, and you need to provide some sort of anchoring evergreen shrubs to keep the bed looking presentable during the winter. Plan on reworking your perennial garden every couple of years. Dig and divide the clumps and work fresh organic matter into the soil. Of course, you have to do that by hand. Those are just a few of the troubles we cause. I'll have others in another program. This is Neil Sperry, Secrets of the Natural Landscape, in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank.
That's right. Brenham National Bank was chartered in 1933, and we have been serving our neighbors generation after generation for over 80 years. Wouldn't you rather bank with us? Brenham National Bank, member FDIC. We make banking fun.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 6:51. Aggie baseball started a key 8-game homestand with a 6-2 win over the Grambling State Tigers last night at Olson. Blake Almond and Hunter Melton led the Aggies' arsenal at the plate, combining for 7 hits. Almond was busy, going 4-for-5 with 2 doubles, 2 runs, and a steal of home with 1 RBI. Melton went 3-for-4 with 1 home run, and Daniel Mengden, also recorded multiple hits in the game, going 2-for-3 with 1 double and 1 run scored. Mikey Reynolds went 1-for-4 with a walk and a double. That extends his streak for consecutively reaching base in 43 games. That's the longest active streak in the nation. And here's Coach Childress on breaking their 5-game skid.
Winning sure tastes a lot better than the alternative, and it was something we really needed, and it didn't come easy, you know. We don't score until the 5th inning and hit a lot of balls hard, and, you know, we're chasing the lead to do that and stayed positive in the dugout. Rafi had an outstanding start for us, and bullpen did a good job. But, you know, we didn't strike out tonight. We put balls in play and put pressure on them, and they made some mistakes, but we showed a lot of courage there in the 5th inning. Those first 3 runs all came with 2 outs, and, you know, we were able to extend the lead, and it just feels good to get that dirty taste out of our mouth.
Fighting Texas Aggie baseball back in action Friday against Mizzou. The first pitch, 6:35 on WTAW. The Texas A&M tennis teams will begin the road to the national championship in the friendly confines of the Mitchell Tennis Center. The NCAA Selection Committee announced yesterday the first 2 rounds of the NCAA tournament will be held here in Aggieland May the 10th through the 12th. The Aggie men earned a number 12 national seed and will face Marist in the first round on the 10th at 2 p.m. The A&M women earned a number 3 national seed and will battle Southern on the 11th at noon. 3 members of the Aggie track and field team were recognized by the SEC for Athletes of the Week honors in their historic performance at the 119th Penn Relays. Aggie senior Amir Webb was selected as the SEC Men's Runner of the Week, while Alrich Bailey Jr. shared the SEC Men's Freshman of the Week honors, and Lacumo and Davis received the SEC Women's Field Athlete of the Week. Texas A&M senior golfer Drew Evans was honored Tuesday with the second team All-SEC. The Dallas native leads the Aggies with a 72.74 scoring average in the last 9 tournaments. In high school tennis action, A&M Consolidated's Frankie Colunga came up just short in the 5A Boys State Singles Tennis title. He fell to Miguel Alda from Round Rock Westwood 2-6, 6-4, 6-4. Tim Tebow is free and can sign with any NFL team he wants. He's a free agent now. The popular but polarizing quarterback cleared waivers a day after being let go by the Jets. The good news, he could play quarterback. Bad news is, the good news is he'll also get paid money for it. The bad news is he's been doing that for a while and just hasn't played. He does have his first contract offer, however. It's from the Omaha Beef of the Champions Professional Indoor Football League. In the NBA.
Outlet pass off to Ty Lawson. Front court, Iguodala gets down the lane. Reverse side layup goes in.
That was 2 of the 25 for Iguodala. He also added 12 rebounds as the Nuggets held off the Warriors 107-100 to force a game 6 in the NBA Western Conference quarterfinals. The Memphis Grizzlies have taken a 3-2 lead in the NBA's Western Conference Finals.
7 on the shot clock. Right wing Prince tees up a 3. Ring it up and put 3 on the board. Grizzlies hit a huge triple.
They won their 3rd in a row against the Los Angeles Clippers 103-93. The Houston Rockets look to get the momentum going when they face the Oklahoma City Thunder in game 5 of their opening round series tonight. So the Thunder leads that series 3-1. In Major League Baseball,
it'll be a 2-2 to Castro. The pitch, chuck him out swinging. Ball game over. Yankees win.
Travis Hefner hit three RBI singles at last night in the New York Yankees 7-4 win over the Houston Astros. And Adrian Beltre homered. Mitch Moreland added three hits last night, and the Texas Rangers toppled the Chicago White Sox 10-6. Ranger starter Yu Darvish struck out 9 in 6 innings to pick up his 5th win of the year. That's your sports. It's all brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, so I was fascinated. This will probably be the day when the Omaha Beef get more hits on their website than any time.
Oh, I'm sure.
Or a 24-hour period starting yesterday. And, you know, if you go to, if you Google that, right under the name, the first thing they have is the Prime Dancers, which is their dance team. So I'm just saying, I'm thinking that that might be a more important.
So the Omaha Prime Beef Dancers.
Right. I have no idea what they look like or what they weigh on the hook.
Oh, it's been at the back of your mind all of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Lunch doesn't have to be boring, and it doesn't have to be the same boring lunch day after day. At Subway restaurants, you can enjoy many of your favorite sandwiches as a featured fresh value meal for $5.50. A different regular 6-inch sandwich is featured every day as a fresh value meal with chips and a 21-ounce drink. Choosing lunch just got easier. Start your week off right with a turkey breast and Black Forest ham sandwich on Monday. On Tuesday, enjoy oven-roasted chicken. Alleviate those midweek blues with turkey breast on Wednesday. Treat yourself on Thursday to a spicy Italian. End the work week with a cold cut combo on Friday. The weekends are even better with Black Forest ham on Saturday and sweet onion chicken teriyaki on Sunday. It's our $5.50 fresh value meal of the day. Get a featured 6-inch sandwich, chips, and a 21-ounce drink for only $5.50. Head to your nearest Subway restaurant and see what's on the menu today. Valid at participating locations. Excludes premium subs. Additional charge for extras. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Subway. Eat fresh.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank.
That's right. Brenham National Bank was chartered in 1933, and we have been serving our neighbors generation after generation for over 80 years. Wouldn't you rather bank with us? Brenham National Bank, member FDIC. We make banking fun.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, just a couple of minutes still. I just indoor football league just knocks me out. So I went back to look at the schedule of the Omaha Beef, because once again, you're at the website, you may as well.
Sure.
And so they got a team from Nebraska and Kansas City, and then the Kansas Coyotes, which is someplace other than Kansas City. And then there's Lincoln, there's another one in Nebraska. The one that fascinated me was the Mid-Missouri Outlaws, which will be the big game coming up this weekend for the Omaha Beef. The Mid-Missouri Outlaws are based in Sedalia, Missouri, that has a population of 21,000. Okay, they have a professional team, 21,000. Okay, just saying. Could be a lot of fun. I'm sure they have a great time.
Hey, the Prime Dancers are cute, though.
Are they?
Yeah.
Well, again, that may not be this year's batch. That could be like the cutest they ever had.
That says 2013.
Oh, does it? Okay. Well, all right. That's
looking at the site.
How many of them are there?
Well, they show 4 on the front here. I'll open her up.
No, it's really okay. It's not a big deal. I just any of them a little pudgy? Well, pretty svelte.
No, they're all actually very, very pretty women.
Are they?
Yeah.
Well, good for them. I'm glad to hear that. That's where is it?
Omaha.
Yeah, okay. That's fine. All right, hey, let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Got a 20% chance of showers or thunderstorms. We'll see. Doesn't look like there's anything out there right now. 85 will be our high today and lots of sunshine, so that'll be nice. 40% chance of rain tonight. We're going to have a wind shift, so tomorrow morning –